Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week, we've been asking the question, what if Jesus was your preacher? The first point that we really concluded with yesterday was the fact that we would be amazed if Jesus was our teacher by his originality, by his authority, and by his conviction. Furthermore, today, we'll see that if Jesus was our preacher, good and evil would be clear. And the reality is we have God's word, and good and evil is clear. But to that end, truth has always been available. But until Jesus, it was without a consistent, perfect human example. We read in Matthew 23, verses 1 through 3, "Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, 'The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do, for they preach, but do not practice.'" And so Jesus says, you have the truth, you just have bad examples, and so do what the word says, but don't follow these failures of human example. Furthermore, with another example from the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9, we learn that God's truth tolerates zero substitutions. Jesus was dealing with the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15, and they asked him, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat?" Jesus answers them in verse 3, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Is this not a lesson that needs to continue to be considered and taken to heart today? The Bible, the church, and the term Christian have been used, abused, and redefined countless times over to where it's a warmed-over mess where I don't blame people for being confused as to what to believe as the truth because so many of supposed Christian backgrounds have redefined what God's word says the truth is. These Pharisees and scribes were rewriting God's word, and yet what does Jesus call these supposed righteous men? Hypocrites. And that is who we are if we take God's word and redefine what we want it to mean so that we don't have to change our lives to be actually like Christ. And so God's truth tolerates zero substitutions. Furthermore, good and evil would be clear from the standpoint that humility is honorable and hypocrisy is horrible in the eyes of God. I'm sure many have heard of the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector, but Jesus, making the point again, the supposed righteous person, the Pharisee, was the one condemned versus the tax collector, who would have been rejected by his community, was the one deemed righteous because he was the one actually humble and calling himself a sinner. And so humility is honorable and hypocrisy is horrible in the eyes of God. And that would be made clear by Jesus. And furthermore, it's not wrong to call it out, as Jesus certainly does throughout his ministry. And then finally, good and evil would be clear with Jesus because he would show, and he did show, that God doesn't judge by the court of public opinion. In Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50, we read of the sinful woman who came to anoint Jesus' feet. And while the Pharisees, once again, were questioning whether Jesus was really a prophet, then he would know that this woman was a sinner. Jesus makes it clear that she had the right heart among all of them and was not going to go along with the court of public opinion. And so, if Jesus was your preacher, and as what we can see in Scripture, good and evil would be made clear. Good and evil is clear. But what we also see in the preaching of Jesus is that any sinner can repent and move forward. We should be thankful to God for that fact, and we should emulate that attitude like Jesus towards others who may be struggling with sin as well. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com, and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.